him. I believe he went to the penitentiary. I'm sure he did.
No.
Angola?
She went to the penitentiary. She only stayed.
She went for life, but she didn't stay. Natural life. She's out now.
I visited for a while. She married a deputy sheriff over here. They met.
Before they had the electric chair, murderers were.
They were home on the gallows.
You ever seen them?
I never have seen one hang. They had in Washington Parish in my day, they hang what we call three, or maybe was it three or five, from they were in Tanksboro or Washington Parish they hung.
It was three individuals that killed the.
Well,
the bootleggers, actually what they were. I can tell you the story about it. A fellow Bateman was the sheriff of Washington Parish at that time. Daddy.
Yeah, Silver told you about it.
And these individuals were running had a bootleg still.
Did they call them Degos?
Well, they weren't either. You're thinking about the other one
I was speaking about.
You're speaking about another one.
The one that was hanged.
But the last one that was hung in Washington Parish. Anyhow, the two deputies went out to confiscate the still, and they killed them. And they buried them under a dead cow. And they found them. They found them and caught the two guys. I believe one or two. I don't recall. It's been years and years ago. I was only a kid at that time. And they took them and they hung them. That's the last two men, I believe, that was hung at Franklin Jail. And Sheriff Bateman was a sheriff at that time.
I don't think.
Good fishing buddy of mine, it was his daddy.
The capital punishment should be done away with. If every state, and sooner or later, it will be back into law, and I believe our Supreme Court will approve it, to have capital punishment. And if something happens, we don't get it, there'd be a revolution in this country because the way things is going. I hope it never happens because something like that will destroy a nation within. But we need that capital punishment in every state. You notice?
They're getting back here in every state.
A while back, we had two colored gentlemen went fishing. That's the term we use now. We've got, you practice your terminology and you talk a little better. But there's two ex-cons from, I don't know where they were, Oklahoma, broken out of the Oklahoma prison or whatever they were, but anyhow, they were in Washington Parish. And these two colored gentlemen have never been heard from since. They found their car in Arkansas. The two ex-cons killed someone in Arkansas, a ranger, and they just were on a rampage. They killed two or three men on this rampage, but no, they've never found these two colored gentlemen today. That happened 3 or 4 months ago. Now, those fellas hadn't done any talking unless they did some much.